climb the ladder of success with your hands in the pockets.
Put God first.
Your time is limited, so don't waste it living someone else's life.
Earn as much as you can earn. Share as much as you can share. Develop every skill you possibly can. See every human you possibly can. Go to every class you possibly can. Touch everybody you possibly can.
Work your butt off. You never want to fail because you didn't work hard enough.
You don't start there. You say, I'm going to lay this brick as perfectly as a brick can be laid. And you do that every single day. And soon you have a wall.
Deep down, dig deep down and ask yourselves, who do you want to be? Not what, but who. And I'm talking about not what your parents and teachers want you to be, but you. I'm talking about figuring out for yourselves what makes you happy, no matter how crazy it may sound to the people.
Stay hungry, stay foolish.
Don't just aspire to make a living. Aspire to make a difference.
Is, of course, trust yourself no matter how, what anyone else thinks.
Well, don't be afraid to go outside the box. Don't be afraid to think outside the box. Don't be afraid to fail big.
It's time to rewire your mind. Welcome to the Hayden Russo Show, the show that provides you with inspiration to help you succeed in life. Here's your host, Hayden Russo.
Thank you there, Dave. Thank you. This is the Hayden Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Listen, this show here will be very unique. You will hear some things that you've never heard before. Look, I'm giving you the warning now. Children, if you're not of age, please ask your parent to listen to this show. Okay, you need permission to listen to this show. Some things that I reveal on this show, okay, will bring back memories and it will help us to deal with some issues here. There's a universal God, okay? There's all these religions out there, and I'm fine with all that. But when I look at the world, there's one big world and it's round. There's one electrical system, one universe, one air, one water source. There's only one. There's not two of anything. There's not even two of the human beings that are the same kind. I don't care if you had triplets or quadruplets. You never want to fail in life, but guess what? It's a part of life. And I've been trying to tell you that this universe is connected. It's one interconnecting part. Every day, all of the things that you're doing is a connecting part. When you go to a traffic light and you stop, okay, all the people that are there and the other, when the light changed and turned green, it was destined for those things to interconnect so that the universe could spin on its axis at this fast pace. And how was it done? The same way when you came out of your mother's womb. And how did you come out of your mother's womb? Your daddy stuck his penis in your mother. And then between 500 billion sperms, you outran all of them to be the one that's here. So don't tell me you're not special. Don't tell me that you can't make it. Don't tell me where you are right now. I don't care if you live in a dump. Don't tell me that you can't make it. How you gonna do it? You gonna do it by start investing in you. Start being you. Start being yourself. Stop trying to be validated by other people. Stop looking for people to listen to you with all of your whining and complaints. Spend your time on some things that would be beneficial. And if you spent your time, the same amount of time that you spent on complaining, if you spent that same quality time on self-improvement, your life would change. got to stop letting your mind just take control of you, have you doing all kind of things that you don't even know why you're doing it. And for some of y'all that don't know what I'm talking about, you know how sometimes you do something and you be like, you know, I don't have the slightest clue why I did that. I'll tell you why you did it. You did it because your automatic self kicked in. You didn't want to make a decision. So guess what? Your mind made the decision for you. How your mind make your decision for you? Your subconscious mind records everything and uses your six senses to record everything. And your super subconscious mind kicks in gear. And when you won't make a decision, it just make it for you. So I'm telling you now, take back your mind. Take back your life. Take back control of the situations. Take back of the control of the things that are happening around you. And you, although you can't dictate what life would throw to you down the road, guess what? Your new mindset, your new mentality will prepare you and get you ready for that. You got to take it back. How are you going to take it back? By finding out your why. Why you love being happy. What makes you smile? Why you love going to places? Why you keep doing this same thing over and over and over again? And you love doing it. It makes you happy inside. That's your why. And when you start understanding your why, it'll start helping you to get to where you want to be. And it doesn't matter if you're making mistakes. It doesn't matter if you're failing. That's part of the process. Okay? We told you that the process, no one told you that the process was going to be easy. Are you serious? What would stop you with you? Your success will be dictated on what you do. Your failures, your wildest imagination, the people you idolize for some strange reason. You know, like when I used to be fascinated with wrestling and all of the things that I used to be fascinated as a kid. Guess what? I haven't used them as part of being successful. It's been family. It's been relationship. It's been love. It's been caring for others that's made me happy inside. And even my job makes people happy because I go and fix things and I solve problems and make people happy. That's the reason that the Hyde and Russo show exists, because I want to leave myself on tape. I want someone 100 years from now to come back and still download it on TalkZone.com and still say, you know what? He was a great speaker. He studied his craft. He was something to listen to. Because I don't want to waste your time. Your time is too valuable to me. So every Wednesday from 5 to 6, when you come here and you invest your hour of time, I want to make sure that you're watering your dreams, your ideas, your ambition, your courage, your drive. I'm not some show you just come here and learn to listen to just to have some fun. We're here to educate you and have fun at the same time along the way. But if you do not have any fun, you will be educated when you leave here. Now, how are we going to do all these things? How are we going to take back our mind? How are we going to take back the things, control of our life? We're going to start learning how to deal with our failures. And how we're going to do that is we're going to sit down and When you have some idea or some ambition or something that it is that you want to accomplish, right? I want you to sit down and I want you to write down, when you come up with that idea, I want you to write down that idea on one sheet of paper and set it to the side. And then I want you to take another sheet of paper and write down the idea. And then up underneath it, give it a subtitle all the reason this idea would fail, and then I want you to write all those things down on paper. I've told you that the mind is a terrible at memory, but it's a great retriever. But why chance your mind to retrieve something important when you can write it down? And those 50 to 60,000 thoughts that's going through your mind on a daily basis, when you begin capturing the ones that are more meaningful to you and you begin transcribing them into and putting them on paper, then you will allow new thoughts and ideas to come in, because, you know, 90% of those thoughts, okay, 80 to 90% of those thoughts are going to be just random thoughts, okay? But that 10% could be something that's special. That 10% could be something that changed your life forever if you find the one thing or the two things or the couple of things that can help change your life, help change the way you see things. Then I want you to go back to that other paper that you wrote. Then I want you, prior to writing down anything, I want you to understand that you're in a perfect world. A genie just came out of the box for you. And he said, not only did you have three wishes, he said you had unlimited wishes. You can dream anything you want and you can ask him to do anything and he will make your dreams come true. So I want you to get a tablet and I want you to sit down and I want you to just write down all the things that would make this world perfect for you. Write down all the things that would make you feel that this life is fulfilling and that you're doing your part. Remember, you got to just write down everything that you can. Write down everything that you're thinking about that will just fulfill you. And as I said, 10 to 20 pages is a good start that would do for you. So you need to slide some additional sheets of paper behind that first page and get to it. Write it down. You know? And then when you finish, just put them down. Go back to doing something else. Go back to doing something that makes you feel good. Because the mind is like cooking. When you put all of the ingredients in the pot, the water, the peppers, the rice, the butter or the oil, when you get all those ingredients in there and you stir it up at the right temperature, you have to let it simmer. That's the process. Allow your mind to do the work for you. And it does it when you're not thinking about it and stressing over it. Giving it time to just go through your system and looking for the solution to make your dream come true. And then later on another day, go back and look at both lists. And then for the list where all of the reason that you will fail, I want you to take that and put it in a binder and tuck it away. And then I want you to start writing down on the index card all of the things in your perfect world that made you lively, made you feel good, and start looking for a pattern. And then start, at least you can read for free. You can even listen to the books for free. You can even go to YouTube and plug in whatever's bothering you. Okay? And you'll find everything that you need there. But you can also go on YouTube and find the Hayden Russo show. Every show is there as well. So the plethora of information that's on the web, that's at your fingertips, that's ready for you, that's ready to help you change your life, is there. But you have to take the action.
You have to go there.
Now that you made your mind up and you made a commitment that you're going to change your life. You're going to change the way you eat, the way you think, the way you see life, the way you address your kids, the way you spend time with your family. You know, you're going to start saying that it's time for new friends. Yeah, I've said it. It's time for new friends. Okay, let's get prepared for 2017 and let's cut all those friends that are just totally dependent on us. We need our energy. Because right now we're going into a selfish mode so that we can come out and be a better person to be able to help the world. Because as part of the process, when you become successful, it's giving back and giving back in a big way. So anybody that want to be my friend from this moment out that I've made a decision to change my life, I'm telling you, get out of my way. Get the hell out of my way. If you're not going to help my dreams to move forward on a daily basis, get the hell out of my way. I don't need you. I don't need that part of you in my life anymore. And if you can't change yourself to understand that, then you need to move on with your life so that I can move on with mine. Because I want to do it my way. Okay? Now, for this next part that I'm going to be getting into, I want to kind of lay down the ground rules because I don't use the N-word. And for some of you that don't know what the N-word is, I'm going to start using it, but I don't use the N-word in my house, but I need to take my audience into my life, into my culture, so that you could see the things that we're going through. So that you can make a difference. Because you're making a difference now, but how can you make a difference on a much larger scale that is tenfold, 20 times fold of what you're doing? Okay? So where other people go around saying nigger, nigger, nigger this, nigger, nigger, nigger that. What's up, my nigga? How you doing, my nigga? You saw that nigga on TV. You saw what that nigga was doing. I don't use that. I'm glad I caught myself there. I don't use that kind of language. Because, see, what it is to me, when you use the word nigga, it's a nigga mindset that you need to be worried about. You around here thinking using nigger is cool and to the white people that want to use nigger in any shape, form, or fashion, eradicate that bull. It's just BS. Okay? You don't have to do what your parents did. Be you. You don't have to follow some stupid culture. Be you. Hayden, what do you mean? Why are you saying all those things? Look, I had a buddy that's high yellow, that damn near white as can be, but he's black. Okay? And he knows where dogs are trained to just go after darkies. We got to get away from that kind of stuff. That's why I love hanging around with all of the kids, because they don't see all that nonsense from 60 to 100 years ago. We ain't on that BS anymore. Are you serious? It's time to get real. But how are you going to get real when some whites want to say you nigger and it's offensive to you if the white people say nigger because you feel like they don't have the right to say nigger, but then you feel like you got a right to say nigger. Why? And why you spending all your time depending on what you should say or what you should do? You're debating on who's right and who's wrong. That's not the type of mentality that you need. So when we come back, you know, I want to start letting y'all know, letting you in on some of the private conversations that I have with black and white folks.
And I want to let you in into some of the conversation, and I want you to start seeing how you can change and how you can make a difference. Because we, as a society, don't have to be like the people that was back in the Wild Wild West. Their mindset was completely different. They didn't even have the technology that we have now. So it's time to tighten up, as some would say, and get out of this nigger mindset. And when we come back after this short commercial break, we'll get back more into this. And if you would like to join this conversation, the phone lines are open. That's 888-346-6748. That's 888. Go for it. We'll be back with more right after this.
Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right way at 844-277-7663. The best pork barbecue ribs and chicken in the state of Florida. Don't believe it? Try it yourself. Call Bounce Back Barbecue at 561-307-4382. They also do catering. That's 561-307-4382.
Man, I'm getting ready for First Friday.
What? Man, look at your hair.
Dude, go get a haircut.
It's 8 o'clock.
What do you mean 8 o'clock?
You still have time.
Go down to Headliners. They'll take care of you right away. 1523 West Blue Heron Boulevard, Riviera Beach. In the Imperial Plaza. If you get lost, give them a call. 561-429-4765. Go down to Headliners. Come experience a true haircut.
Invest in Macedonia.com. www.inmacedonia.com. The future to connecting the world.
And remember, there's no such thing as bad luck, only lost opportunities.
Never, absolutely never, sell yourself short.
How do you get through life or each day is the same thing. To me, there are three things we all should do every day. We do this every day of our life. You're going to have, what a wonderful, number one is laugh. You should laugh every day. Number two is think. You should spend some time in thought. And number three is you should have your emotions moved to tears. It could be happiness or joy. But think about it. If you laugh, you think, and you cry, that's a full day. That's a heck of a day. You do that 7 days a week, you're going to have something special.
Whatever it is you want to accomplish or whatever it is you want to do, you literally have to see it first. Right? It doesn't start until you can visualize it.
Remember, if you think you are weak, you are. If you think you are inadequate, you are. You win when you refuse to fight petty people. Fighting little people reduces you to their size. Stay big.
And now, more of the Hayden Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Back to Hayden Russo.
I'm feeling that there. I'm feeling that there. To all of you that are wondering why I'm speaking so bluntly, is because I have kids that are on a multi-level. I have kids, parents that are billionaires that are doing some of the wildest things that are, it's crazy. In some cases, are doing things just to be around kids that are on football teams and they're black. And the football is the only connection. And we're doing stupid things. That's why I don't allow the N-word in my house. And matter of fact, this will be the last time we say it, because I want to make sure that the context of it is clear.
And I saw that when I was in prison because I didn't want to be a part of the system. I don't want to be a nigger in any shape, form, or fashion. I don't want to say it whether it's on the white or black side. I don't want to say it because guess what? It's not part of no healing process that would help change this country. It will not change society in any way. Okay? What we need to be more worried about is the people that is constantly allowing this type of culture to breed and perpetuating this filth. It's part of the system that I'm trying to get you away from. You got to learn to start being part of the system. What do you mean by being part of the system, Hayden? Being part of the system is if you're in a being incarcerated on time, then you're in an incarceration system. If you're in, if you graduated from one of these schools and you didn't have a rich parent to pay for you, you did graduate. Congratulations. But you got some heavy debt that came with it. You're part of that system now. Now you're part of the credit system because now you have this big old debt that you have to pay for. So so while you're trying to build a life for yourself, this big debt hanging over your head. You got the credit card system for all of you that just want to just use the credit cards for everything. Okay. You have the housing system where you pay 90% interest. You have the car system where you're paying 90% interest. You have the TV system that is that's there to attract your attention. Okay, you have all of these different systems in place. You need to stop being part of the system. Especially when it comes to the government. See, once upon a time, they used to test tuberculosis and all that different things on people, African-American, right? But then they started using the world as a guinea pig now. So it's a food system. It's an aid system. If I told you that the government was part of AIDS being part of the system, so that condoms can be sold. Would you believe me? If I told you that in 1984, Dr. Robert Gallo filed a U.S. patent application for the invention of the HIV/AIDS virus, the patent number for his invention is 464-7773, details of which can be found on the U.S. Patent Office website. These are the same people that told us there was nothing wrong with the economy, that the housing bubble wasn't here. It was some illusion. And then what happened? It almost ruined everyone. So instead of you blaming the white man, blaming black folks, blaming women, blaming relationship, blaming Donald Trump, blaming Hillary Clinton, blaming the government, blaming the economy, blaming the Republicans, blaming the Democrats. The person you should be blaming is yourself. You're the reason why this ship is not moving. You're the reason that we haven't taken off and we stayed in this procrastination state. You're the reason. So take back your mind. Take back control of what you're doing. Control whether or not you're part of the system. You don't have to be part of the system. Oh, guys, oh, God. Listen, we're so blind to everything that's going on around us. We're probably, this election is probably going to cause something close. You put both elections together, it got to be close to $1 trillion. If If we were able to take that same amount of money and invest it in the American people, do you know the things that we could truly accomplish? You don't have to be a part of this system. You don't have to play in this system. When it gets to that six people, when it gets to be six people, okay. Now, when I say people, the only reason I'm able allowed to say people is because the Supreme Court said that the corporation is people. Now, I don't know if y'all understand the Big Bang Theory. That's where the United States for some point of time was building this machine to find out when this universe was created, when the atoms collided, how the universe came. So the government stopped back in the 80s or 90s. And the Europeans continued with it. And now the UN, after they banged some atoms together to find the small particles in life, they're finding that there's other interconnecting parts of life. Okay. That's the system that I want to be a part of. I don't want to be a part of the system where only six companies own and control all the food that we eat in this country. Are you serious? We have to begin to change our philosophy. Okay? And instead of my super rich, oh my God, some of these kids' families are super rich. And instead of them taking these kids that has an opportunity of a lifetime through the game of football or being a cheerleader or just academic scholarship where they're coming out of inner cities. And these kids, you know, instead of trying to find parties, why won't you tell them the books that your parents are reading and the books that your father and your mother told them, said that helped them to be successful? Why won't you just share that information and take them to Starbucks? Or, you know, I took one of the kids to Barnes and Noble and I cried when he said, as we was exiting the store, that he had never been to Barnes and Noble and he was 18 years old. Start reading. And I hate to say this. Start reading what the successful people are reading. Start reading what the books that the people that are in your community that live in the larger houses and that's been living there for 20 and 30 years. Find out what they're reading. It doesn't matter if they're white and black. Go up to their house, knock on their door and say, hey, listen, please, I want to change my life. Can you tell me? Can you help me? Can you give me a book or a book to read that help you? And if you can't afford it, go to the public library and rent it out. Start understanding how the universe works and how the power of the universe works. It works by you having faith and following that interconnecting voice, that little voice that's inside of you, that little thing that twitches your mind and tell you to go left when you feel that you need to go right, or tell you to stay on this path when all your friends say that you're a dummy, you're stupid, you don't know what you're doing, you don't know where you're going. Stay on that path. Start reading the books that's going to help change your life. Not the books that's going to entertain you. And for those of you guys that don't know how to read, that it is no longer an excuse. Technology has caught up. Listen to a book. Listen to the damn book. Because if you were reading the books that are being recommended to you, if you are reading the books that your mind is asking you to read, if you are reading the books on the things that are telling you that why you're not going to make it. If you're reading the books, you'll be more prepared to deal with the situation. And if you, and for those of you guys that are reading like me, when I made my mind up and I committed myself, you know, and I started reading, I started listening to books, you know, I may listen to a book that's 19 hours in 2 days. That's discipline. I don't need anyone telling me what it is I can and can't do. I don't have time for that. That's why I don't have people and friends that I hang out with. I don't have time. If I have time, I hang out with my kids. I hang out with my family. I hang out or volunteer my time to people that are in need. And if I'm not doing that, then I'm going to spend my time on providing and taking care of my family. And how do I do that? By working on me. Working on self-improvement, working on changing the way that I think. Work on taking care of me. And when you change your philosophy and you change your mindset and you start saying that I'm going to take control of this situation, then the first thing that you got to take control of is what you eat. Because you eat steak, but the animal that created steak don't eat steak. Cows don't eat steak. Matter of fact, the meat that you eat don't eat any other meat. And I'm not going to tell you guys to convert into a vegetarian, which I would love to be, but my wife is giving me a hard time, but that's a whole nother subject. But that's part of what we need to eat, because if you look at it, if you go to Africa right now and you find an ape or you find an elephant, they're not small. And what I'm saying to you and changing your mindset, if I was living in Africa, I follow the gorillas and the elephants around. And when they eat, I eat. It's not killing them. How in the hell is going to kill me? Are you serious? And when you start having that mindset, you'll change the way you eat. You'll change the way you think. You'll change the way you love other people. And to all of my friends that are sitting on the sideline, you can make a difference. You have the wealth, you have the power, you have the vision, you have the dream, you have the idea, you have the courage. It's your dream. You can do anything you want to do. And don't be intimidated by people that are successful. They had to go through the same thing you went through. Unless they're inventing some other things that I don't know about. They take a shower the same way you do. They got to put their pants legs in one time as you do. Okay? They have to stop at the stop sign the same way you do. There's no difference. Okay. Have you ever wondered what an agitator job is? What you mean, Hayden? Tide is an agitator. You ever wash your clothes and then put Cheer or Tide or some of the other detergents that are out there? If you wash your clothes and you don't add an agitator in there, nothing would get between the dirt and cleanness. That's where Tide comes in. That's where the agitator comes in. So then you need to start using that same philosophy and mindset and to agitate your life and agitate your mind and agitate your well-being, agitate the way you go, agitate your life in general. Agitate the way you eat. Agitate the way you think. Agitate the way you love. Agitate the way you work. Just start agitating all the things in your life. Just start taking control of all the things in your life. and we'll start getting more in detail about this agitation part and why it's important, because just because you're reading, if you're not agitating your life to encompass some of the things that you're reading, you cannot grow. And after this short commercial break, we'll get more back into what I mean by agitation and what we need in the process and the patience that we'll take during that process to make your life successful and change the way you think and change the way you grow. We'll be back with more with a short commercial break right after this.
Who is this young kid growing up, par for life, experiencing all of the tough battles, watching people thrown off buildings as a little boy, violence surrounding him? Failure is not an option. You may find it at Barnes & Noble. Failure is not an option. A book that is here to inspire you.
Car accident? Dents or scratches? Has the Florida sun faded your ride? Call High Gloss Paint and Body. Their service is fast and reliable. High Gloss Auto Paint and Body will deal with your insurance company, taking all the load off your shoulders. I know what that can be like. Call them today, 561-508-4220. They're located on 2550 Winter Avenue, Suite A, West Palm Beach, Florida. You tell High Gloss that Hayden Russo sent you. Do you have a ride on your way? Are you in the New York area? When you're stuck, call on NYC Taxi Ride Yellow and Green. We have two apps at your availability, www.waytoride.com or www.garro.com. NYC Yellow Cab is ready for you.
Are you ready for your meeting next week with the Sororities Club?
No, I want to be different.
Me too.
What are you going to do about it?
I'm going to call Wera Bonelli.
Who?
Wera Bonelli. They got you covered. Sorority logos, promotional materials, handbags, uniforms, family reunion shirts, and under pressure, they'll deliver on time. Call them today. 561-293-6444. Or you can email them at wearablenalia@gmail.com. Hey, tell Rodney Russo that I sent you. That's 561-293-6444.
What makes the difference in the quality of people's lives? Why is it some people in business or even in life seem to have every advantage? Everything's been given to them. The right timing, the right market, the right technology, the right insight. Or just an average person. Did you ever notice how sometimes the people that were given everything, they were given love, support, education, money, very oftentimes those are the people that spend their life going in and out of rehab. And then you see people that seem to have everything against them. You know, they didn't have the money, they didn't have the education, they didn't have the background. But something inside of them was so hungry that they were driven to find answers. They were driven to find a way to add value to other people's lives, and they found a way to thrive, to succeed, to achieve, to contribute on a significant scale. What is that difference that makes the difference?
I don't care how much money you make, you only get 24 hours in a day. And the difference between Oprah and the person that's broke is Oprah uses her 24 hours wisely.
Don't let it go. See, and here's something else I want you to begin to look at. Why is it that most people don't pursue their dreams or don't do better than what they're doing if they're capable of doing it? I think that many of us don't go the next step because we don't know what to do yet. And I say that the reason that we don't even explore the possibility of what to do is because subconsciously we don't believe that it can happen for us and we don't believe that we deserve it.
Once you understand how valuable time is,
you've begun a journey that you will not forget as long as you live.
And now more of the Hayden Russo Show on TalkZone.com. Back to Hayden Russo.
Yeah. You have to change the way you eat. And what I mean by that is that you have to understand that I don't care any fast food that you eat is bad for you. I just explained to you in the last segment that any meat that you eat did not eat any other meat. Okay? And I believe in a universal God, and although I'm a God-fearing man, I believe that someone in an early age said that food of eating animals of any sort was not bad. It was bad for us, and that's the reason that we need to pray over this stuff. So whoever came up with that idea, if anybody has information on that, please let me know, because it was a brilliant man or woman. You have to try to find a way to get on a plant-based diet when it comes to eating. And what I mean by plant-based diet, I mean you have to find a way to become a vegetarian, getting away from meats. And what I am explaining to you is from studies of people that are living an average of 100 years. In the United States, where our average of living is 70 to 80 years of age, stop being part of the system. You have to change the way you eat. You have to change your concept. You have to change your ideas. You have to change the way that you see food in general. You can no longer look at meat as part of the proper food diet. I'm telling you, I'm weak right now. I've cut out all of the other things, but I'm still eating chicken. I'm still eating bacon. I'm still eating some of the other stuff, but I've gotten away from the beef. Only six companies control what we're doing, control the food in this world. And if we make up 5% of this country, how in the world could we be thinking how we're treating other people? Some of the food that we. Okay. I'm doing this on purpose because right now I'm sweating. Because some of the food that we sell in this country. The food that we sell in this country. We don't even mark. If you ever looked at a sugar, if you ever looked at a label, this country is so powerful that you can label everything on the menu. You can label what the fat content is, what if it's saturated fat, if it's this, if it's that. But when you get the sugar, the line is blank. Stop being part of the system. Sugar is a poison. It's no good for you. I drank Mountain Dew. It's no good for you. And if you're eating all of the plants, if you're eating bananas, if you're eating salads, if you're being a vegetarian, when you eat, you feel the capacity of your stomach. You fill it up. When you begin to eat processed food, when you begin to eat all of the things that cost you 99 cents. When you begin to eat out of your neighborhood stores. For some of the people that eat out of neighborhood stores, I don't even know how you do it. Because some of that food is stored for 10, 12, 14 days. And guess what? You go in there with your $2.99 thinking it's all fresh. And you eat it up. And it's 14 days old. Stop being part of the system. And when you're eating processed food, I don't care if you're eating Chick-fil-A. I don't care if you're eating Duffy's. I don't care if you're eating all these other places. Guess what? It only fills your stomach at halfway of its capacity, and it begins to tell your brain that you're not full. So then instead of you being full off what you just ate, your brain is tricked in saying that you need more food. And that's why we have obesity in this country. And then you start going to the doctor, and the doctor start giving you prescription pills and start telling you all the things that not understanding. It's all because of for some something that you stuck in your damn mouth. Nobody can control what you stick in your damn mouth. Control what you damn eat. And then for all of you guys on the third level of eating, which is on the goddamn bottom, we get tricked with the damn ice creams and the sweets. We get tricked with all of the hamburgers. I don't give a... Oh, I'm glad I'm able to censor myself. I don't care what you eat. You shouldn't be eating any beef, any steak. You know what? Do what my doctor did, because he's 80. Eat beef once a month. And stop listening to all this BS. You don't have to eat beef rare. Cook it. Grill it. You don't have to fry it. Grill it. Because my church told me that I could eat a damn pork chop. I could have a rib. My preacher's damn near fat as my damn mother. And everybody around here always making excuses. It wasn't my mother. It wasn't the TV that was giving me sugar. It wasn't the sugar industry that was giving me sugar. It wasn't all these other industries that's adding sugars to make the processed food taste better. Because it's sitting and it's processed. It was my mother that gave it to me. And when you start changing the way you eat, it'll start changing the way you think. And when you start having better ways of thinking, you'll have better love. Better love for your people that are around you. Better love for your kids. Better love for your wife. Better love for your coworkers. Are you serious? You can make a difference. Stop being on the sideline. And sometimes I apologize for some of the people that think that I'm yelling at them. I'm not yelling. I'm just passionate in what I do. Don't ask me to do a radio show. I can't be like the guys and say, you know what? You guys need to begin to be agitators in your life. You need to start doing the right things and eating properly. And if you understand eating properly, you will understand that eating salads and vegetables and all of the things that grow from the earth that are not from any animal is more beneficial to you. Okay? And if you understand that, then you'll start understanding that being agitated in your life is the way that you should eat. Be agitate the way that you think. Agitate the way that you love. No, I don't care about that. I tell you to love the people that you love. Care about the people that you care about. Because if you care about them, then God damn it, you'll eat right. You'll start doing juices and mixing vegetables and carrots and cucumbers and apples. You'll start having an apple and grapefruit juice at night. You'll cut a lemon water and cut a lemon and mix it with water. You know what? I don't even mix it with the water anymore. I just cut the damn lemon, drink it, squeeze it, and drink it, and drink the water after. I am obsessed with improvement. I want to be an agitator in my life. I want to be an agitator in what I eat. I want to be an agitator in the way I think. I don't need anyone to think for me. I will not be part of the system, the TV system, the radio system. I don't give up. I'm not going to be part of that system. I'm going to make my own decision. And if the animals don't need to eat meat and they're eating all of the vegetables and they're living much longer than me, then maybe then I need to YouTube countries that live 100 years old or more and get away from going to the damn doctor. doctor. I ain't never been to a doctor. Why? Because I'm taking care of my body. Take care of your body, and you won't have a practicing doctor practice on you. That's why they call them, how long you been practicing doctoring? They're practicing on your ass. You don't need no damn doctor to practice on you. The body is self-healing. It heals itself. It don't need anyone else. Learn to love your people. Learn to love your wife. Learn to love your kids. And stop thinking about damn money. Stop thinking about how much money you can earn, because money ain't going to help you live. It's the love and the relationship and the people you care for. That's your why. That's the reason you would go and work five jobs, because you want to make sure that your daughter gets a good education or your son get a good education. Be an agitator on your life and be an agitator on the world. Now it's time for you to start cleaning up your life. Stop being manipulated. Stop being part of the damn system. Change the way you think. You know, listen, let me tell y'all something. You know, I'm real tight on time right now, but listen, in 24 hours, you need to understand that your sleep that you need to get is within the 24 hours, and stop listening to what goddamn TV telling you, all right? The time you need to sleep is when the time the sun goes down. The sun goes down from 90 minutes that when the sun goes down, the radiation belt changes and it flip flops, and you need to get as much sleep as you can before 12. And when you was a baby, you talking about the way you think when you was a child, the doctor told your mother how to give you water based on the ounces that you weighed. So don't let anybody tell you that you need to drink 4 8 hours a glass of water a day. Hell no! If you weigh 200 pounds, divide yourself by two. You're 100 pounds, means that you need to drink half of that, which is 50 ounces of water a day. Take control of your life. Start getting your sleep. Get as much sleep as you can before 12 a.m. Understand your water consumption. Get out of the system. Cut the TV. Cut the fast food. Replace that with books, videos. Change the way you think. Take action right now. Start taking action right now. Do all the things that will help you take control of your life. Change your life. And let the process do what it's here to do. And if you'll do those things a year from now, you'll be a much better person. I hope that this show was very educational and inspirational to you. You can find us here every week on TalkZone.com from 5 to 6. We'll see you next week. Thank you very much.
Who is this young kid growing up, par for life, experiencing all of the tough battles, watching people thrown off buildings as a little boy, violence surrounding him? Failure is not an option. You may find it at Barnes & Noble. Failure is not an option. A book that is here to inspire you.
Why replace your roof when you can repair it? Call Built Right Roofing today at 844-277-7663. That's 844-277-7663. Come and experience the Built Right way at 844-277-7663.